This
is Mythical.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, I've spent a long time thinking about going to therapy. I spent hours just really debating if I even wanted to take the plunge. But when I finally did and I did my sessions, it ended up completely lifting this weight off of my shoulders. It was incredible to have someone to talk to and just really wanted me to be better.
I also spent a lot of time thinking about doing therapy, but it was never whether or not I wanted to do it. It was I cannot figure out how to navigate all of the medical insurance and navigate all these websites. And is this actually a good therapist? I had no idea. And so I actually signed up for BetterHelp and I had a great experience getting matched with a therapist because it's just a freaking app, baby. You just clicky-clicky buttons until you're matched with a therapist. And so literally the first thing that got me to actually speak to a therapist was BetterHelp and how easy it was. And I had a great experience with my guy. I'm talking about childhood traumas instead of dumping them all on Nicole and our podcast listeners.
Yeah, it's great. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
All right, if you still want me to dump all my childhood traumas on you, you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/hotdog to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/hotdog. Pretty funny entering code hotdog into a therapy app, though. We got to admit, that is funny. You should do it.
What's your favorite alt milk?
Alt milk? Like it's got tattoos and those little snake bite piercings and it wears spike chokers and it kind of scares me, but also kind of excites me.
Gross.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scher.
And I'm Nicole Anaiti. And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti. Sorry, I just blacked out for a second. All these milks are making me thirsty.
Oh, God. We are thirsty, milky boys today here in the Hot Dog
boys,
is a Sandwich.
Milky boys, milky boys.
Because, Nicole, there's a war right now. There's a war being waged against the dairy farmers of America because,
I love milk.
And they hired, I actually do. I drink a lot of milk. I was raised on milk. I was raised drinking a big old glass of 2% milk during dinner.
Oh, you were one of those kids? Oh, my God. That always
How do you think I ended up so beefy?
Oh, my God. That used to freak me out. Whenever I would watch, like, Full House and Little Michelle would, like, eat a ham sandwich with a glass of milk, I'd be like, milk and ham sandwiches, those don't go together.
Yeah, Julia still does that sometimes. And there's that scene in Get Out where she's just, like, drinking a glass of plain milk. And sometimes I see that and I get a little freaked out. But it's been a minute since I've just had a whole glass of milk. Well, I had one last night. God.
You had a glass of milk?
Anyways, I love milk.
That's cute. That's okay. You could, Josh, don't be embarrassed.
Well, I had a handful of chocolate chips.
Oh, okay.
So my mouth is filled.
You weren't just doing it.
No.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you drink milk out of the carton?
All the time.
There is nothing better than just opening the fridge and then just taking back a swig of cold dairy milk.
It's the best. I'm a huge fan of dairy. My body was built to run on it. You know, my family comes from somewhere in Central Europe, and they're all just big, beefy, milky boys out there.
I'm a hardcore lactose intolerant girl.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So this, Nicole, this is a sort of window into your culture today of alternative milks. They got, like, the corsets on, and they have, like, half their head shaved.
I don't like this alt milk, alt girl pipeline. I'm not into it.
Why? I can be an alt boy.
You can do whatever you want, but don't put a label on the milks.
I have like a necklace that's kind of like a spike choker.
Yes,
I'll wear it at my heavy metal shows.
I have a corset that I wear out.
Do you
Does
really?
That make me alt?
You rock a corset?
Yeah, it's really cute. Well,
we're all alt today because we got 2, 4, 6, 8, and I can't count alternative milks in front of us. But when we talk about like the war on milk, that is what the dairy lobby would want you to believe. And it's true that Americans are consuming less dairy. A lot of people think they're like wising up to the fact that maybe the human body wasn't exactly meant to process
Mine
lactose.
Sure wasn't.
Nicole sure wasn't. So the rise of alternative milks on the shelves have absolutely exploded, not only in grocery stores, but also in things like coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
You may go to an expensive coffee shop now and be asked if you want macadamia nut milk, or as I call it, milkadamia.
I love macadamia nut milk, but also like the default has become oat milk at Blue Bottle, I believe, as well as some other fancy spots. I don't even know if
Which to me is very fascinating, right? So a lot of these that you see right here are products that exist in other cultures already.
Sure.
And then we've sort of put them into milk-ass looking containers.
Yes.
Which is really funny to me. So, for instance, coconut milk, right? Like you, Thai food, South Asian food. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of coconut milk.
Sure.
Freaking Brazilian food. You know that stew moqueca? You put the coconut milk in?
Yeah, but this is different than like canned coconut milk.
Well, you want to know why it's different? Because let me read off these here ingredients.
In
so coconut milk is the first one. And then you got organic sunflower lecithin. You got gelatin gum. You got sea salt. So a lot of these companies are taking what were already legitimate products and they're sort of like adding thickeners to try and give it the pour of actual dairy milk.
Sure.
Because like what do you look for in milk? Like why are you putting milk in coffee? What's the culinary reason behind it?
So for me, it's to cut through the acrid strong coffee flavor that sometimes I don't think is so pleasant on its own.
Exactly. And like what's the thing that's cutting through the strong coffee
fat.
Flavor? It's the fat, right?
Yeah.
It's fat. I mean, there is a very specific taste to
milky
milk.
Milky flavor, yeah.
I think a lot of people who grew up on milk don't think it has a taste, but then if you really focus in on it, you're like, damn, that is milky.
Yeah. Well, I do lactose-free milk, and I've noticed that lactose-free milk, what?
Sweeter, right?
It is sweeter. I think the enzymes or something, like something is just ground in there.
Are they just not adding, they're not adding supplemental sugar to milk?
It might be. I don't know.
The lactose-free milk?
But it tastes so good. I love it.
Do you get lactate brand milk?
Not anymore, but I'm in the Fairlife game right now, and I like Fairlife.
Does Fairlife have lactose in it?
It's lactose-free.
I have no idea what Fairlife has done to their milk. Were they on Shark Tank or did I make that up?
I didn't see them on Shark Tank.
Fairlife milk has, I drink a whole lot of Fairlife at home, but I will buy normal whole milk.
For cooking?
For cooking.
Me too.
Because if you ever see milk in a recipe, that means whole milk.
Yeah, it's never 2% lactate.
Then I get 2% because if I'm having like a bowl of cereal, then it's like, yeah, it's an extra 10 freaking grams of protein, which to me is fantastic.
Sure.
But speaking of other alt milks that exist in other cultures, right? Soy milk.
Sure.
I remember I grew up in, despite being Orange County, like a very diverse area.
Cool.
And we had like a lot of East Asian kids in our elementary school. And I remember a lot of them would bring just like Silk soy milk that they would
That's
get from
so
Costco.
Cute. Also, all of these brands, I just randomly purchased them. Like we're not saying like Silk or like Planet Oat or Rice Cream are like the best or anything. I just purchased them randomly.
100%.
Yeah.
And so like soy milk is something that isn't an alternative dairy milk, but soy milk.
Its own thing.
It's its own thing. It's existed in China for literally thousands of years.
Sure.
And if you ever have like fresh soy milk at like dim sum, they do
never
the.
Never had it, but I've always wanted it.
Oh,
I'm
fresh
so
pressed
sorry.
Soy milk. It's so, so, so good. Rice milk. Like you're halfway to horchata.
My father was a rice milk man all for his whole life.
Is he lactose intolerant
yes,
too?
Yes, he is.
Interesting. Is that common among Jewsians?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know either.
Maybe. I don't know.
We
but
have a
he's
lot of stomach issues.
Hardcore lactose intolerant. Where our house was always filled with rice cream, specifically the vanilla one.
Oh, funny.
But I just went with a regular enriched for the
that's
experiment.
Funny, that's funny. And then almond milk. People think of it as a newfangled thing. Almond milk has been around for like a millennium.
What?
Yeah. So milk.
What are you talking about?
Milk. It comes milk, lemonade around the corner. Almond milk is made. And you'll see it, Nicole, in like recipes from the Middle Ages.
Oh, no way.
And it's spelled M-Y-L-K. Milk literally means to rub or express, as nothing to do with dairy. So if you hear the phrase like milk up the poppy. You know?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so almond milk has also been around for a long time. So these are not necessarily new things, but our dependence on dairy and the explosion of the dairy industry, especially after World War II and its association with nutrition, has left us here with all of these things.
I'm excited.
And now we got hemp for the hippies because you used to only be able to get hemp milk, Nicole, at them, like the weird stores where you thought you'd get abducted into a cult.
Those were my favorite stores to
walk
into.
And you know why they were my favorite stores?
Because you almost did?
No, because all the cashiers, they got those little snake bite piercings.
Oh, my God.
And they got, like, the green hair.
Oh, my God. I love hemp milk. I'll say out of this lineup right here, my go-to is hemp milk.
You have, like, do you actually stock hemp
yes.
milk in your fridge?
Yes, I do.
And you were using it. Nicole, if you are pouring a bowl of cereal.
Yes.
What is the alt milk that you are using?
Oh, well, I don't eat cereal that much anymore, but when I used to, it was just OG milk. It was lactose-free milk.
Why that over an alt milk?
It tastes better.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
It tastes so much better.
Well, I had a go-to for a while, and this is more when I was eating like super, super clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the dark ages that we don't like to talk about, where I refused to hang out with people because I was
Aww.
Like, I got to go to the gym on a Friday night. I can't go out to
Tough.
A bar
Tough.
With new friends. Or like if people were having an office birthday, instead of eating a cupcake like a normal person, I would mm-hmm. bring protein powder mixed with yogurt. And I was like, surely this is a normal reaction to have. But during that era, I was drinking a lot of almond milk because I was like, on the off chance that dairy is actually bad for you, causes inflammation, etc., mm-hmm. might as well drink almond milk. And so I was getting Almond Breeze, unsweetened vanilla. And I think the advantage that some of these alt milks have over dairy milk is that they can just like
be flavored.
Sugar, vanilla.
Oh, yeah. There's
just
a high,
throwing flavor, like candy flavors in
you
there.
Can, there's a high concentration of sugar, or like even in oat milk, I think it's like they blend canola oil into
Correct.
It to make a creamy, viscous liquid similar to cow milk.
Well, so the fascinating thing between like coconut, right, has natural fat. In it.
But they add fat, don't they? To it, this
well,
one?
Sometimes they'll add fat. Sometimes they'll add starch.
Carrageenan.
Carrageenan is a natural coagulant or a thickener that is made from seaweed,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, seaweed-based, yes.
And has an upsetting early use in Japanese history. Not upsetting.
It's okay. We'll Google it later.
It's for personal use.
Oh, like a lubricant?
A lubricant,
okay,
yeah.
Upsetting.
They used to, no, it's
Lubricants
not.
Lubricants are not upsetting.
Well, it's weird that it's in your food. You know?
What do you mean?
Not really, but I mean the Greeks used
grow
olive
up,
oil.
Grow up, Josh.
The Greeks
grow
used
up.
Olive oil, and now I put it on my salad.
Can I drink
any
is, of
these? The point
I'm
is, hear
so
me out. It's weird. It's weird because oats don't have fat. They're just starch. Almonds are almost pure fat, and those two are now supposed to be somewhat equivalent because you're
Can
just
I tell
blending
you why?
Them. You're just making something creamy? What?
They're blended, and they look white, similar to milk.
That's weird that we just consider that the same. I don't like it.
I'm
rice.
Okay, call someone.
And hemp and hazelnuts.
Well,
they have nothing in common. They're just
like,
creamy whites. Some of these aren't even white. This is a beige.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a beige.
Can I just say this looks like a what is that place? Home Depot. It looks like Home Depot where you want to pick out what color you want to.
Now this is true white, and this is eggshell.
Exactly.
And then this, yeah. No, this is all a little bit upsetting to me for no real reason.
Why are you so upset
by this?
Not like
real reason. It's just the fact that we created such a massive monolithic demand on one product, dairy milk, and then like immediately flipped on it. And suddenly, like, every farmer of every crop was like, I can blend that and make it white, put it in a glass. You know what I mean? It's very strange to me.
I don't think it's that strange.
I don't know. Is there anything else that we have seen in this? Like, that there was a substitute good not for dairy. Because you'll see this in any other thing. Ice cream, yogurt, all that. The coconut yogurt, which to me is just
I like coconut
a bit
yogurt.
Asinine.
Why is it asinine?
I don't know, man.
People that have non-dairy people deserve to enjoy the revels of yogurt.
I agree entirely. I find coconut yogurt like generally bad.
Oh, I think
not
it's
a
good.
Coconut yogurt
I like
there.
Cocoa June. You don't like Cocoa June?
Is that the one that's still got the chunkies in it?
No, that's Coconut Cult.
That's Coconut Cult, yeah.
I love Cocoa June.
I love that. You do a little, nice little chia pudding.
I don't like chia pudding.
You don't like chia pudding?
Chia milk.
They
Has anyone
chia
made
well,
chia milk?
Chia just gets really gooey.
But, you know okay, I mean? Well, you could use that.
Quinoa milk?
I've had quinoa. I'm surprised I didn't buy quinoa milk.
Oh, we're missing the quinoa milk.
It's actually really good. I like quinoa milk.
Should we get to trying these milks?
I'm so ready. But can I make one suggestion?
Absolutely.
Are you open to us putting two straws into one glass and drinking it like we're at an old-timey diner or soda jerk?
No, I'm not against
Yay!
That at all. That actually sounds like a nice treat
okay,
for me.
Okay, but the glass, wow. I will say, is close together. So if it gets awkward, we can just stop.
Yeah, just look down. Just don't look at
okay.
my eyes.
Okay, no problem. Should we start with regular milk?
Let's just start with regular milk. Okay. Get a baseline.
I did not take my lactate pill. I'm so sorry.
You're
I'm
fine.
Gonna be sick.
Let's get over. Okay. Well, we got it. Are we gonna act like we're okay? You haven't taken to the sock hop yet? Nicole, drink the milk.
It's so Nicole. Good. I just had some.
Oh, yeah, that
it's delicious. It's a whole.
I'm shipping
delicious.
Off to war soon. We're the good guys again.
Oh, no. I sure I'm going to miss you, Billy.
God, I love milk. Oh, boy, I love me some milk.
It's so good.
That's great. Okay. We have the baseline for what
delicious.
Normal dairy milk tastes like.
Okay.
Very fatty, coats the palate.
Mm-hmm.
You got that like little bit of sweetness, a little bit of bacterial funk.
Lactonic
it's
yumminess.
Quite warm. I don't think we had these in the fridge
Oh,
for
I did not put
time.
Them in the fridge.
No.
No. I bought them at like 11:40, and it's what time right now? It's 1:34. Probably salmonella. That's okay.
You know, room temp milk, how you do. Nicole, what's the worst decision you've ever made in your life?
Oh, God. Do you have, like, 30 minutes?
Mine was in eighth grade when I decided to take French instead of Spanish.
My sister did that.
I grew up in Southern California. Like, French looks better on Java. Like, what? Nobody cares. I live in Southern California. Mexico is a hop, skip, and a jump away. Mm-hmm. I have tons of friends whose Spanish is their first language. I love Mexican food more than any other cuisine. I travel to Mexico, and I cannot speak the language, and it really bothers me. I have, like, a deep sense of shame about it, but I've decided now that in my old, wise age of 32, I'm going to start learning on Rosetta Stone, and I'm very excited about it, right? Because not only that, you know, you can actually order in restaurants fluently, and you can actually communicate with people, and it's a culture that means a whole lot to me, and I've been surrounded by it my whole life, and I'm very excited to use all the features on Rosetta Stone to actually finally learn properly, not just the slang that I grew up with and vague kitchen Spanish. So, Nicole, that's why we are introducing Rosetta Stone as the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. With our deal, you can get a lifetime membership with all 25 languages for 50% off, which, pretty good deal, man.
That is a steal, Josh, and I love how easy the interface is to use. I just love how I can just pop on my computer, put my headphones on, and just totally be immersed in the language. It has desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline, making it super convenient. It's also got a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation so you can work on your accent.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's an intuitive process, right? They help you pick up the language naturally. First, you got words, then phrases, and then full sentences, and it's actually designed for long-term retention. You're not just memorizing donde está la biblioteca over here.
So if you want to join millions of users by learning one or more of the 25 languages offered, get Rosetta Stone today. They have Spanish, French, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, Polish, and more.
Yeah, don't be like me and put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, a Hot Dog is a Sandwich listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/hotdog.
That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/hotdog today.
Okay, let's try your favorite, hemp milk.
Okay. Hemp milk. I love hemp milk.
We got to give like full tasting notes on these. This is, okay, well, if we're looking at color, bordering on like a forest green. There seem to be some particulates in there.
Lots of particulates.
This looks like the color of every rich Brentwood mom's athleisure set.
Yeah.
Now. It's just like vaguely earth toned.
The reason why hemp milk is so good is because it froths up whenever you have hot coffee. So it has a wonderful texture with coffee, which is why I think I use it so often.
Well, that is a big benefit to a lot of these. And that's the reason they have to add, like, ingredients to them is because if you're using them in coffee shops, which is a big market for it, a wholesale market for it, that they have to be able to froth to make cappuccini.
Right. Try it. It's so good. It's so good. Also, there's...
Oh, God. Why is it sour?
It's not sour.
Oh, it's so earthy. Oh, my God.
It's earthy and...
Fascinating. Mm. I've never had hemp milk before.
You've never had this before?
No, it's really nice, actually.
Oh, my God. It's so delicious. I don't think it's even close to similar to dairy milk.
But I will
say the texture, once it's warm and you pair it with coffee. The first time I had it was at Groundwork Coffee, actually. Hmm. And it changed the game for me because I'm like, ugh, almond milk. Ugh, soy milk.
I think I've flipped my thoughts on all these milks. Whereas at first I was dismayed, bordering on outraged. You ever go down...
Outraged. Outraged.
Dismayed and outraged about the
milk. Oh, yes. You are outraged. Outraged.
There's an aisle in the grocery store that almost has, like, a shadow cast upon it, and nobody's ever in it. And that's the shelf-stable juice aisle.
Oh!
Where they got, like, all the old brands of juice, like Langer's Pineapple.
I love the Langer's Pineapple.
That's, like, kind of grayish gold. Uh-huh. And you're like, who's buying the $9 glass jar of juices?
It's me.
It's you. It's me. And if I can't find, like, my Dole in a can because I'm making cocktails, I will suffer for language use. But there's 90 different combinations. There's pineapple orange, pineapple orange guava, all this stuff, mm-hmm. mango nectar. And then it's not even the Jumex. I love me some Jumex.
What's
juice
Jumex?
Nectar. You ever had Jumex nectar? It's a Mexican brand. You got to go to the...
Is it pronounced Jumex?
Yeah, maybe. It's probably Jumex. Jumex. Me mix. I love it. But there's so many of those. Why not just treat these like juice? The man asks himself. So now I'm kind of in. Which one's this?
Almond milk.
Hemp milk, fantastic earthy flavor.
Okay. Almond milk, very neutral.
I love the flavor of almonds.
Very neutral.
Give me the almond milk.
It's Khalifa Farms almond milk.
Oh, this is so almondy.
It is very almondy. Do you say almondy?
Almond.
It's very almondy.
What
do we got? Almonds.
Okay, so the, yeah, there's...
There's 40 almonds in each glass.
There are... Do they make that claim?
No, I just said it.
Okay, because, no, there is a legal definition of what can and can't be considered almond milk, and frankly, it needs to be stricter.
Like almond beverage.
Right, because some almond milks will... And somebody did, like, an audit on the industrial almond milk producers, and they found that, like, if you took homemade almond milk recipes... Right. They might use this is I'm just spitballing numbers here. I don't have it off the top of my head, but it might be like 40% like almond to water by weight.
OK. Right?
And they were finding out that you go to these industrial processing facilities, it's like 5 to 10%.
Really?
Like it was significantly fewer almonds. And then they're just beefing it up with cheap chemicals like sunflower lecithin. Like does that tastes pretty almondy to me. Calafia Farms is a good brand. Right.
Is
but I think.
Califa Farms?
Isn't it Calafia?
Is it? I've been like, calling
just
it.
Just read the letters on it. The letters are the clue to how you pronounce it.
Calafia.
You act like nobody could possibly know.
I thought it was Mia Khalifa.
See, the letters are like a code that you know give you little clues on how to say things. Mia Khalifa, come on the show. Let's drink almond milk together.
Unsweetened original ripple plant-based milk. So I got this because it's a little wacky and wild.
What?
It's made out of plant.
What plant?
Pea plant protein.
Oh, this is pea protein milk. Okay, so yeah. Pea, most people consider English garden peas, the green
Here,
ones.
I'll
That's
read,
not what it is.
Water pea protein blend, water pea protein vegetable
Pea is similar
oil.
To a bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. This is yellow. This looks like the cow got into an onion patch.
Pretty close dead ringer for milk, though.
Is it?
Drink it.
What do you think of the almond milk?
I didn't care for it.
It's got that slight...
Almond milk is just almond milk at this point.
I need the vanilla in it, man. I need
I
the flavors.
I don't need the vanilla in it, but it just is. It exists, and I'm okay that it exists alongside the milk.
Almonds have, like, a deceptively stringent flavor.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of got that... what's the poison in almonds?
Cyanide. It tastes like cyanide to you?
Hold on, Ripple plant-based milk.
It's pretty damn good,
if they
right?
bleached this a little bit to not make it upsettingly yellow.
It is quite yellow.
But I guess a lot of cow milk would actually be yellow if they're like fed, if they were grass-fed.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
If the government was like... if the government
took
let
their
us...
milk! They took their milk!
Josh, we don't have enough straws for this.
What? Just reuse your straws.
I don't want to reuse...
I'm reusing the milk straws. Don't
Stop
you
it.
Hit me! Sorry. Rice milk. This
just
is
just drink from the glass, sicko.
Oh my god! They have added this. This literally tastes like the bottom of a Rice Krispie bowl. That is the best thing I've ever tasted.
No wonder
how much
my
sugar
dad
is,
loved it.
Oh
so
my
much.
God! This is how much. Wait, can you hand me like the pea protein milk?
Oh me?
Yeah. Sure. They didn't even call it milk. This is just Rice Dream Rice Drink. And when you read dream and drink as a verb, it's funny. Like, do rice dream? Yes. Rice dream. Do rice drink? Yes. Rice drink. Rice dream and rice drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so if we're just looking at, like, say, sugars. this has 30 grams of carbs in a cup. The rice
well, it's
dream.
Rice.
Yeah, and then the pea protein one has zero. Well, let's look at, like, oat. What's another? Give me the hemp. The hemp tasted healthy.
Me?
Yeah. How many grams of carbs in there?
19
grams of carbs, some fat. Yeah, this just has 14 grams of added sugar, which makes
this
it
one?
Delicious.
No wonder Morris was slinging the rice so much.
Our parents' generation, I think that 90% of what people have told you about diet is complete BS. And
yeah.
all you have to do
yeah.
is just like eat more fresh produce and
love
whole
yourself.
Grains and like love yourself. Like that's it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
simpler.
Yeah.
You don't need to micromanage nutrition labels. Just kind of go on.
We'll
vibes.
Do that for you.
However, our parents' generation were so not clued into the idea
so
that maybe
sad.
Putting like corn syrup and sugar in everything was bad. Every salad dressing I grew up eating.
So much corn syrup. Were you a Wishbone household?
Yes. Oh, was
course,
I a Wishbone
yeah,
household?
Course,
it was like 8 cents cheaper than
yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah.
ones. Yeah,
Craft,
I was a Wishbone
yeah,
household.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
But like Catalina dressing, French dressing.
It's just corn syrup and food
Jesus,
dye.
Jesus, H. Christ. That is sugar.
It's
like
pure
it is.
Sugar.
You
this
could
is pure
reduce.
Sugar.
How long would it take if you took Catalina dressing, put it in a pot, turned it on high? How long would it take to read Hard Crack Caramel Stage?
40 minutes.
It would, right?
40 minutes.
It would get there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
all sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Unreal. This rice milk is delicious.
It's so good.
It well, okay, it is, but it's also just bad horchata at this point.
But isn't bad horchata still pretty damn good?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just put a cinnamon stick in there, and I'm a happy man.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, wow. Rice dream, you've done it again.
Well,
I would legit put this on my cereal. This is the best tasting one, but probably just because it's filled with sugar.
Rice dream used to have really great, or was it So Delicious? So Delicious used to make a rice milk ice cream bar.
Oh,
oh my God. But it was an ice cream cookie sandwich with rice milk. So imagine this flavor, but frozen and creamy. It was one of the best things ever.
Sugar notwithstanding, that is by far the most pleasant taste that's left
right?
in my mouth.
Right, right, right.
The actual, did they toast the rice beforehand? It feels toasted. It's delicious.
I don't think so. I don't think they go to that.
What a treat.
Next up, cashew milk.
Cashew milk.
Nobody talks about cashew milk.
Now we're pushing. Fat. Cashews are fattier than almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have as much cyanide. Maggie, see what poison's in a cashew?
Oh, cashew fruit is incredibly poisonous.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it makes your mouth numb, huh?
Cashew fruit, it's,
Are almonuts just gonna...
Cashews contain neurotoxin called
urushiol. Oh, my God.
in the raw processed state.
What's up with all these nuts filled with poison?
Maybe they're saying, don't eat me.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I love cashew is used a lot in vegan cooking because it does emulate creaminess quite nicely.
Cashew milk, what do you think?
It's good. It's okay.
Way better than almond milk.
It is way better. I'm going to taste the almond milk, actually, for good measure.
I'm guessing this has the similar amount. Wait, Jesus. Oh, my God. Wait, this really is like...
Pretty good, right?
It's pretty good. It is only 25%. Or sorry, it only has 25 calories for a cup, which is like low.
That's
for
crazy.
Anything.
For cash. Maybe it doesn't have too much cash.
I don't think this can have much cashew in it.
Yeah.
They're adding vitamins and minerals to it. And then a bunch of gums. Yeah, this is kind of similar to everything. God, how are we? We have beaten God. We've beaten God with all of our chemicals.
You
We've done it.
Say this.
Oat.
I don't like oat milk anymore.
You don't have to drink it. No one's forcing you to be here.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so oat, you're getting a lot of carbohydrates because, again, oat is just a starch, but also starch and fiber can, I think, be used in place of fat for certain recipes.
You're right. Wow, right? That's so good.
In terms of milk and...
Oh, I miss oat milk. I haven't had oat milk in like 6 months.
Shoot.
So good. It's just residual oatmeal liquid. That's all it is.
That's real nice.
But it's so good. They've done a really good job.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're looking at calories, and again, this is just like to figure out what they're actually putting in this. There is like a fair amount of sunflower oil in there, which is really interesting because rice, I don't know what oat farmers are doing right now or how they're doing or how rice farmers are doing, but
probably pretty good.
If you took the same modern techniques of the way they make oat milk, which is to say using an emulsifier like lecithin to add sunflower oil into it to give it the fattiness, the actual flavor of oats is less pleasant than the flavor of
fair.
Rice.
Yes, this is fair.
You do
fair.
This process on rice, and that's by far the best milk we got.
And they got to repackage it. They got to make rice milk sexy again.
But rice dream and rice drink, Nicole. And that's the important thing.
Not only does it dream, but it also drinks.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's too boomery. They need to amp it up. We gotta get the kids drinking rice milk.
It looks like Jamie Lee Curtis should be doing an advertisement
for rice dream right now.
Soy milk, right?
The classic.
Soy milk. Classic. This is a delight. I remember trying it for the first time when I was a child and just thinking like, wow, what a delightful drink.
Josh,
yeah.
Do you think soy milk is just regular?
Don't say, don't, Nicole, do not.
Don't
finish it. I swear,
do you
Nicole,
think
you finish
that
it.
Soy milk
I know
is just
say.
Regular
just,
milk introducing itself?
It's been a god, I knew she was gonna say it.
Okay, that's pretty neutral. Definitely has a flavor. Don't know what that flavor is, but it's really good. People should start drinking more soy milk. Does it give you boobs?
Yeah, soy milk
gives you boobs.
Soy milk gives men boobs. No, that's a myth. They say that soy increases estrogen levels. So that's high levels of estrogen, but it actually has high levels of something called phytoestrogen, which are plant estrogens that like don't interact with the body the same. Again, none of this is like complex, right? Like if you just
it's
like
not complex.
No, like I'm
sounds
saying
pretty,
I'm saying
you said phytoestrogen.
No,
like,
but I'm saying
know
like
what that is.
Eat a balanced diet. If you want to get big and strong and have big old manly pecs, get under a bench press and
have
do
some
it
milk.
Until you and like do it until you hurt and then like eat some protein and live a normal life. That's all you need to do. It's not complex. It's not the soy, just hard work and determination, and suffering is the key.
Suffering is the key. Right?
My headphones died today in the gym.
And you suffered?
And I was hitting, well, I normally don't hear my own suffering, but I was doing like, I'm really trying to go back to basics. So I'm hitting like long like pause sets, right?
I don't know what that means.
So like 3 second eccentric. So instead of just like bouncing and slamming it off the chest, I'll like try and lock out and I'll try and row the bar into my chest over the course of 3 seconds. So I'll go like a 1, 2, 3 decline, 2 second pause on the titties and then, and really try and isolate the pec. And my headphones died, so I could hear my own noises. And I would just go. And it's just a
Oh my God.
If I could have controlled it, I would have done something like manly. It was like, oh, you know,
that's pretty
like,
manly though.
But it was just a death groan.
Yeah, it was a groan.
So anyways, the point is, it's not the soy isn't preventing, just
the milk's making us crazy.
Suffer more. I cannot stress, your body is only growing because you are making it suffer. Coconut milk.
Hey, we should do this straw thing like we did in the beginning.
And people think that's bad. No, we must, I think as a culture, still somewhat collectively believe in the idea of noble suffering. Like, I don't know.
Shut up and drink this with me.
You want to do good things, they take hard work, and it's not always fun.
Okay, come on. Jesus Christ.
No.
I had to spit it back in the cup.
Oof.
That is hard work. Is it just the coconut milk? Well, the thing is, it doesn't even taste like coconut.
It doesn't taste like coconut at all, which is very strange. It tastes kind of like a little bit rancid and sour.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Josh is drinking it straight from the carton. Josh, this is your carton now.
Yep. So are you going to take this, Maggie? Like, even for cooking, I wouldn't use this because... So you get a can of coconut milk. Mm-hmm. The ingredients is coconut milk, right? Like, with this, you're getting all the... The alt milk industry, it's so opaque with how much of the thing they are adding in there. That would be akin to if you bought whole milk and you had no idea if it was 10% milk and 90% water or if it was all milk, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the analog here, which makes it really tough to actually, like, even taste the character of certain things. But I've come away from this with an answer for what I think the best alternative milk is. And it's one that I really didn't expect.
Okay, say it on three.
One, two, three.
Ripple.
Oh, you got the Ripple.
I think pea protein milk has...
Can I see the bottle real quick?
Sure.
I'm so sorry. I've drinking so much milk. 8 grams of protein for one cup. Suddenly, my interests have peaked.
I'm really into the texture of it, the flavor of it. Maybe not the look of it, but that's okay. I'm willing to, you know, bypass looks.
Yeah, if you sort of thought that was just fancy, raw,
right,
unpasteurized, grass-fed milk, mm-hmm, that's a pretty pleasant color. It's like the yellow Kerrygold butter.
Yeah.
This is a really
great
product.
Colostrum.
Ripple plant-based milk is really great. Got a lot of protein in there. To me, this Planet Oat milk, like...
You like it. I like it, too. I really,
really
do like it.
Great mouthfeel. Also, I love the taste of grain.
Me too.
I love that earthy. Even the hemp milk, it like started off a little bit sour, but it gets really nice. The rice, really great. So if you're out there and you're one of them girls who got like the rings in place, like they got the piercings now where there's not even a place to pierce. They just kind of like stick it
a
in
dimple?
Them.
Dimple?
Yeah, or not even dimple.
Oh,
but
dermals?
It's just, dermal. Yeah, you got like one of
I
them.
I like dermals.
You know, or like you wear like cat ears. Like, yeah, they put the jewels on the teeth now.
Mm.
Some of them got that. And you can't process lactose or dairy milk. Hope you learned something today.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, Everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. You have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult. I should have nice vessels to serve food out of instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sporked found the best soy milk, the best oat milk, the best almond milk, and more. Check out Sporked.com for their official ranking of the best milk alternatives. All right, Nicole, I've heard you and I have to say, now it's time to find out what are the wacky opinions you're handling out there in the universe. Time for a segment we call...
Opinions are like casseroles.
Baby, you're going to win the singing portion of today's pageant, I swear.
I'm like JoJo Siwa.
Let's listen to that first opinion.
Hello, Josh. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
And hello if you have a special guest. I feel like y'all don't get enough recognition. So hello, special guest.
I wish we did.
I'm Rachel from Texas. And I just, I had a question for y'all. So me and my fiance, I recently got engaged.
Mazel tov.
We're married soon. And I just wanted to ask, what do you think are the best and worst foods to have at a wedding?
Got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
Got a lot of thoughts.
So we did something like this on a show called Aprons Off that we did like a year, 2 years
ago. Didn't get a lot of views. We're proud of the work that we did.
Very proud of it. And I am a strong believer in sushi bars at weddings because sushi bars are sexy and they're cool and it's fun watching someone make sushi and feed you. Do I think I'm in the minority? Absolutely.
I'm going to go ahead and do that thing where Nicole, you know, kind of puts herself up here and I'm down here, right?
Also,
a little piece of trash.
Taco bar?
Taquito bar. Just taquitos. Just a bunch of taquitos.
Oh, really? I like taco bar.
My thing about weddings, there are all of these things in life in general that we're sort of locked into these social scripts. You go to a wedding and then there's the speeches and then you eat a salad and then there's like a little bit of dancing and then you go back and they go eat your dried chicken breast and then there's a cake and like nobody really cares, at least in my opinion, about any of these sort of main course meals. Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Yeah.
You are having like a party. Why does there need to be
structure?
Or not even structure, but just like a plated dinner. It's so archaic to me.
Well, for me, the reason why we did it, because we thought it would bring an air of class to the party. That was the thought.
Nothing
process.
Says class like steaks tenderized with baking soda out there.
I agree with you. I think an all out food party is the best. Buffets and past abs is the way to do it. I think sit down is archaic and class smash.
Class
just go
smash.
Have fun. It's your wedding. Enjoy it. Life is short. Do whatever you want. No noodles though. They get messy. They get on people's clothes.
Appetizer section is always the best section of every menu. Stick to appies. People can make a whole meal out of it if anyone so professes it's your wedding, damn it. Crab rangoons.
Mm-hmm. Less of a food opinion and more of a genuine question.
Okay.
What do y'all do with the little wingtips to rotisserie chickens? I've been trying to figure it out because I hate food waste, but also they're pretty goddamn inedible.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What a great voice. A voice for radio.
Great. A great voice. Hopefully you have a face for television.
Should I say what I would do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I would either nibble on them a little bit, or I'd give them to a dog, or I'd make stock. But let me tell you, that is the order of operations, because I never make stock.
No, I don't make stock either.
I attempted to save my onion scraps. I put them in the freezer in like a little, not a bag, but a Ziploc-y situation. It's not going to do anything. I already know. I'm not that kind. That's not my personality. I'm not a broth girl.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If you're trying to like make yourself feel better about food waste by taking a rotisserie chicken carcass and like boiling it so you get some calcium from it, you know, get a little bit of collagen. Right. But then you're still throwing all that into, you know, ultimately a landfill. You're not eating the bones, potentially. So the wingtips, you nibble on, because assuming you're getting your rotisserie chicken from a place that seasons them well, which kind of doubtful because most places don't. I will say Costco has a pretty damn well seasoned rotisserie
Costco's
chicken.
Have we done a best rotisserie chicken?
Spork did it, and I ate so much chicken that day, and Costco really holds up. So if you're getting like a Costco chicken, the highest concentration of seasoning is likely going to be on the wingtips because it comes to a point. So it's not like a breast where you have less surface area to meat depth. There's no meat depth. It's all surface area, baby. So you're getting all the marinade. So what you're going to do is you're going to pop that in your mouth like a sunflower seed and just kind of suck on it all day. That's what I do with them.
Hey, Josh and Nicole. First of all, I love y'all so much, and I want to be your best friends. But
you can probably do it.
Do a heart.
Is that this is something I grew up on. My papa taught me this: is that anytime you have waffles or pancakes or French toast, anything you eat syrup with, you have to have a piece of cheddar cheese to dip in the syrup. Also, really good to dip your bacon or sausage, but cheddar cheese is the one that I have had people say I'm weird for doing. I just want to know. You know, you think this is a good one because. If you don't, you need to try it. It's delicious. Thank you. Bye.
Dipping like cheddar cheese. I'm speaking. I'm just kidding. I'm just clarifying. It's cheddar cheese in the maple syrup.
Oh, you mean the thing that she just said? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, sorry, Nicole. I interrupted that banger right there, that brilliant idea. You know, Nicole's about to write a thesis over here. And I'm here interrupting. What a bad co-host. Yeah, Nicole. Do you have any additional thoughts?
No, I'm a bad co-host sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. If I was, the world would not be ready. You silly grandpa. Grandpa's so silly.
He probably fought in a war, I imagine. Yeah, most grandpas are of that age. There's no reason it wouldn't work for the same reason. You know, a little salty snack. I would say that... Pancakes, waffles, French toast, right?
Mm-hmm.
The three genders, they're all great. We love them. They all unite, you know. But they're all soft and squishy, right? Just like humans, you know? And so if you're having bacon or sausage, you get that additional kind of meaty texture.
Is French
I think works
toast
really well.
A girl?
What?
Is French toast a girl?
French toast, waffles, pancakes, the three genders. I don't see why that's confusing. There's no girl, it's just French
I refuse.
Toast.
I refuse to They're be baited into this conversation.
I don't understand. Anyways, French toast is my favorite. Take that what you will. But
what about taking French toast and then putting cheddar cheese in it and rolling it up and then dipping it in the syrup?
Well, I think they want the cheddar dipped in the syrup as like a bit of a reprieve, like a salty
this
bite to cut a salty bite to cut through all the sweet. But I'm saying you need salty and meaty. So I would not see cheddar cheese as a perfect facsimile of bacon or sausage. However, I'm interested in trying it because I'm open-minded, unlike Nicole.
Yeah, I'm close-minded. I only think about clothes.
God.
Did you like that joke?
That was a good joke. Actually, I did like
Thanks.
That.
Hi, guys. My name is Hannah. I listen to your podcast all the time whenever I'm driving anywhere.
Thank you.
And my unusual food opinion is that when you're making shepherd's pie, the best sauce to put over the meat and or veggies is condensed tomato soup.
Okay.
Not a cream soup, not a tomato sauce that you've made yourself, but a condensed tomato soup. It's very good. You guys should try it. Thanks. Bye.
Someone cooked you.
This Hannah. They're smart. They're smart
person. Yeah, is that you being Marlon Brando?
No, I'm not Marlon Brando. You know, I'm kind of my own.
It's pretty good.
You know, it's a pretty good Marlon
Brando. I like it.
You come to me on the day of a podcast recording asking us to make a shepherd's pie.
Pretty great idea, though.
It's a pretty great idea.
I grew up on a lot of shepherd's pie.
I did not.
Well, that's
neither condensed tomato soup. Remember the story one time I told you about condensed tomato soup?
Nicole didn't know you had to uncondense it.
she's a culinary producer. She doesn't know how to uncondense milk. I said condensed milk.
Yep. Yeah, you did. Nope. Gotta do it. Ketchup often goes inside of a shepherd's pie.
Does it?
My
meatloaf.
Like white trash South African Jewish mother would. That was one of the few things she cooked, and she would put ketchup in it.
Nice.
So I associate the ketchup. I know a lot of like cottage pie, shepherd's pie, or just like a nice beef stew with a potato top. But I'm talking about like the garbage person version, something that I'd make. Ketchup went into it, and so you kind of want that sweetness. It's kind of nice, but yeah, condensed tomato soup. You're getting the sweetness, the acidity, not as much sweetness, more condensed tomato flavor. I think that is very smart, and it's going to rain tomorrow. What should I cook?
I don't know.
You don't want to even like revel in the joy of bantering back and forth about what we could possibly cook in the rain? You're two culinary professionals who have spent a lot of time.
I'm not cooking with you.
No, but I'm saying you don't even want to like... Yeah.
I'm going to matinee with
Maggie. Oh, thanks. Are you guys at? What are you seeing?
No, we're actually going separately, but like it's...
Love Lies Bleeding. It's playing at one theater in Burbank.
I did see that, but we're seeing Funny Girl.
What's that?
It's a musical.
Oh, matinee musical show, not a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should make enchiladas.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
You should make reservations.
No, it's raining. I don't want to leave the house.
Oh.
Can I tell you what I'm going to make anyways?
Why didn't you start with the beginning saying this is what I'm going to make? Why do you have to fake a conversation with me to make yourself feel better?
No, it sort of makes me feel like I have an upper hand, like I know something that you don't.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? David does that to me all the time.
Really?
Ugh,
yeah.
Man.
All right, so you know moqueca?
No.
All right, so it's like a Brazilian shellfish stew with like tomato. Okay. This is, what's the game show where they have to like guess the words fast? It's like a pyramid, you know?
The pyramid game?
Is that what it's called?
Probably.
Catchphrase? I don't know. All right, so I was thinking about like what's a grilled cheese tomato soup sort of, you know, play that I can make. But then I thought about pão de queijo, right? And that's basically a self-contained grilled cheese.
Yeah, like, it is.
You know, so then I thought, well, what tomato soup could I pair with pão de queijo? And then I thought to Brazil and I thought like, well, they got this seafood stew. And I was like, I can basically turn that into a bisque. So I'm going to make sort of like hybrid coconut milk, seafood, and tomato bisque. But then I realized, I said, Josh, don't you have toasted cassava flour, a.k.a. manioc?
Oh, my gosh.
In your pantry? And I said, yes. And so I'm going to get me put that on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do some quick sautéed collards.
Okay.
In my little moqueca-flavored bisque.
In the bisque?
Well, like kind of on top as a garniche.
Okay.
Or maybe even on the side as just a little accoutrement.
Okay, now we're talking.
And then I'm going to dip the pão de queijo in this here soup.
Are you done?
Yeah, that's the end, of my story. And on that note, thank you so much for listening to Hot Dog is a Sandwich. We got new episodes every Wednesday. We got new audio-only Wednesdays every episode.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, hit us up at 833-DOG-POD-1.
So if people are listening to this podcast,
yes.
and we're just like, hey, if this is your first time, you might wonder, when are we coming back?
What do you mean?
Well, like Wednesdays. Like, I feel like people know, everybody in the audience, raise your hand if you know the schedule by now. I mean, everybody knows. I counted it.
I don't think everybody knows.
I think they know the schedule. Well, or nobody knows the schedule. Because we just live in this sort of chaotic void of content these days. You know what I mean? Bye. Have a good weekend because you're listening to this on a Friday. Statistically, that's true for some people, maybe.